Are we here at Robin Hood Radio, Air Nutmeg Junction, and also the Nutmeg Chatter. And it's a great show because it's a throwback show to old-time radio, where live radio dramas were done, or comedy or dramas. And, you know, when I first got into radio, one of the first jobs I had was working a shift that included the CBS Radio Mystery Theater when they bought that back in the 70s. But locally, this show is being produced out of Torrington, Connecticut. Nutmeg Junction is presenting Barnaby Druthers Audio Theater Radio Show live. And with us, we have Joseph Timothy Quirk with us this morning. Good morning.
Yes, sir, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be with you and talk to you. You know, our radio show has a great history with the Robin Hood Radio, because even though we created it at WAPJ, your station was actually the first station that actually aired our program, because you aired it on Saturday, March 31st of 2018, and WAPJ aired it on the Sunday, April 1st, and it's been on the air ever since. And so we've always been grateful for our home on Robin Hood Radio.
And since that time, you've expanded with your radio coverage as well.
That's correct, because our program now is on in 15 states and 29 stations, and it's also in two stations in New Zealand and Canada, one Canada, and it's continuing to expand and grow, because it's an interesting and unique, program to be on the radio. We are only on community radio stations, so we create it as a labor of love, all volunteer. And then we share it for free to community radio stations. And we value the time on the radio, and we hope that our listeners value the stories that we share.
Well, you know, when we first started Robin Hood Radio, one of the first things, I mean, what we do is old-fashioned block programming, and like radio used to be, we have different shows that appeal to different people on different days, unlike today's modern radio. And we always thought that Nutmeg Junction was a real nice way to do this with a throwback. E-radio used to be like this all over the place, and that's why it had so many listeners. And radio now, in most places, is not like that, except for community radio stations. So you're, and I know what goes into a work like this. 1 year, we produced a show for the holidays, and it involved 12 people and sound effects and everything. And for a one-hour show, it took us almost, I would say, 2 days of editing to put it together and everything. So you're to be congratulated for that. But I want to move on to the fact that you'll be at the Litchfield Community Center with a live event, which is going to be free, and you're going to accept donations to benefit the center on Wednesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. with Barnaby Druthers. Let's talk a little bit about the live show coming up in Litchfield.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Yes, it is going to be a free event. Any donations won't go to us. It'll just go to the center. And what we're going to do is essentially our program. You could look at it almost like a staged reading, if you will, because our just like radio, you know, we're going to have our, you know, we have our scripts, and we perform with our voices there, and we make the stories come alive there. We're going to have Nutmeg Junction will be the part of the program which is kind of, it's anthology, if you will. So it could be any, I apologize for that, it'll be like comedy skits. And then in the latter half of the program, we're going to do an entire full half-hour Barnaby Druthers mystery that I've written specifically for this occasion. So it's going to be, it'll never before seen. Barnaby Druthers is our a bumbling British detective who believes he is the heir apparent to Sherlock Holmes, but he absolutely isn't. And fortunately for him, he's got Irene Adler, who's there to see him along the correct path, and she's his intellectual partner. And so we're going to be doing a mystery, a 30-minute episode written specifically for this live event, never before heard or seen.
Well, how many people are going to be involved? Five, six people involved in this production?
Actually, it'll be 12.
Wow.
We have, normally, Nutmeg Junction and Barnaby Druthers, you know, we have a cast of, over 30 actors who are regularly a part of our program. And we're lucky that we have such great directors, A.J. Lin and Kurt Boucher, who actually direct it. I write the stories. A.J. Lin and Kurt Boucher are directing the stories. And it's going to be performed by 12 actors, including Humphrey Ralston, as the aforementioned Barnaby Druthers, and Devin Richtmeyer as Irene Adler.
And your actors come from all over, from what I see, from all over our region.
That's exactly right, yes. Our actors are exceptional community theater actors. You often see them on stage in Goshen or in Thomaston or in Torrington or in Sharon. And besides Humphrey Ralston and Devin Richtmeyer, there's going to be Christiane Morel Olsen. There's going to be Jerry Crystal. There's going to be, as I already mentioned, Kurt Boucher and A.J. Lin. They not only direct, but they're going to act in it. There's Beth Steinberg, Lana Peck, who just recently had a wonderful story written about her by Nancy Sassoganis in the Republican American newspaper, among many others on our... In our cast of exceptional cast, 12 out of our regular 30.
So you've been doing this about 3 years now. Has it developed any different than you thought it would? I mean, I'm not talking about the listenership. I'm talking about actually putting the shows together and arriving with the final product and then getting that final product out.
Well, because of COVID, it's very different now than when it started. Because when it started, we would be huddled together in Studio B of WAPJ, and so we would all be in the small room together with, you know, the cast, you know, maybe three people to a microphone and the three microphones in Studio B, and you can't do that anymore because of COVID. So now we record remotely. Oftentimes, either an actor might act on their own and send the audio file in, or we would be recording via Zoom or another audio method together. So it's different in how we do it now, but that was due to COVID for the most part.
We're speaking once again with Timothy Quirk, and once again, there is going to be, this is great, you can see a live radio drama Wednesday, November 17th at 7 o'clock at the Litchfield Community Center, and Barnaby Druthers is the person that's it. And let's talk a little bit about the character Barnaby Druthers and also your writing of these shows. I mean, it can't be that easy to sit down and have a script written for every week, and especially when you have regular scripts and then you single out one particular person like Barnaby Druthers and you develop the character from there.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes, writing it is actually a joy. It's a lot of fun to do because the actors bring the characters to life to such a degree that, you know, given any particular setting, I know how Barnaby Druthers and Irene Adler would act because in any circumstance, and that gives me a lot of freedom to know if I set up a premise, I can put those characters into that story and see how it plays out. And I'm not saying that it writes itself, because often it doesn't. And especially if you're writing a mystery, sometimes it's creating kind of like a puzzle box, if you will. But it certainly is, I've never been at a loss for ideas. because I work with such great actors that who bring the stories to life. With Nutmeg Junction is, as I said, the anthology part of it. So that's kind of a grab bag. That could be almost anything. And so that gives me the freedom to explore and to do different ideas. And in addition, other, I've opened that up so that other writers can then participate in putting their scripts out there to be then performed and others direct. So there, we did an entire series where a writer by the name of Randy Hudson wrote a Sherlock Holmes 6-episode story arc, and then it was directed by Deborah Goodman and performed by Dan Willey and Jeff Savage. I do want to mention that of the as other actors who will be there on the 17th, Jeff Savage and John Fabiani, two exceptional actors who were just recently at the Litchfield Community Center performing the Letters Project. They are also going to be on the on our stage performing in multiple roles.
Now, let's start. You've done some live productions before, right?
Yes, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
We'll do it once a year, if that. And it's always just for a benefit or a charity of some sort. It's very rare. And this is going to be a very special evening because it will be the first time that Barnaby Druthers, as a character, has ever been brought to the stage in any capacity. So we created the Barnaby Druthers character during Nutmeg Junction Anthology, and that character just took off, exploded, and became his own. He had his own show as a result of it. So we not only do Nutmeg Junction, which is 1 half hour, but we also do a Barnaby Druthers story series specifically as well. That is a half hour as well. This will be the first time that on November 17th in Litchfield that the character Barnaby Druthers will be brought live before a stage with a brand new script that I wrote specifically for the occasion. I'm very excited about it.
Once again, for people listening, Joseph Timothy Quirk, we're talking about the live theater production of Barnaby Druthers, radio theater. And I want to explain to people that this is going to be a lot. I think people out here would love to go to this. We've had several different theater companies do live stage readings, and they weren't billed as radio shows, but live stage readings with plays that were written but never really produced. And also the Ankrum Opera House every year puts on what they call their Crystal Radio Show, where they do some live shows. So we have a lot of people out here that are very interested in shows like this, and this is exactly what the folks at Nutmeg Junction and Barnaby Druthers do. They produce a radio show, but you get a chance to see it actually done live in front of you. Now, when you do this show in Litchfield, are you going to tape it at the same time?
We'll tape it, I'm sure, for our own records, but this will be a unique event specific just for that audience, and we hope that the audience will experience something new, something fun, and it's something that we're going to enjoy doing. So we're going to record it for our own for our own archives, but we may not share that audio with the radio audience necessarily. We might just preserve it as a one-time event. So it's going to be very, very unique, and we're looking forward to it so much.
Now, tickets for you say are free. You do take donations. How can people register for this?
By going on to the LitchfieldCommunityCenter.org, and you can register for that. As we've said repeatedly throughout it, which is good, it is free, but they will accept donations, and it would be a nice thing to donate to benefit the center that provides so much for the community. They provide different activities, programs. It's a resource for the community, and so it's a great way to give back to it. And we're honored to be a part in some way helping to support it with our work.
And how many people? How many people does the center seat?
I know that it expands. So if more people come than they've expected, they can expand. We can. They will expand the area so that way it's essentially two rooms, and we would be more than honored to perform for as many as are allowed. Now, granted, we do ask any patron who attends to wear a mask again because of COVID.
All right, so once again, Barnaby Druthers, Radio Drama Live, Wednesday, November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center. It's a free event, but if you go, bring a donation to benefit the center. And, of course, you can hear Nutmeg Junction here on Robin Hood Radio. Just keep up the great work. We're big believers. That's why we started this radio station of community radio. And it's shows like this that help make a community radio so different from the automated radio that you hear 99% of the time.
We're honored to be on Robin Hood Radio. We're honored and grateful for the opportunity, Marshall. So thank you for all that you do to bring local quality content to the listeners in Northwest Connecticut. We're grateful for that, and so thank you so much.
All right, break a leg on the 17th, and we'll speak to you later.
Thank you.
Take care. Barnaby Druthers, live at the, once again, Litchfield Community Center on November the 17th.